You're about to hear Kaylin Horgan.
Apologies, I'm sorry, I couldn't be what you need. Apologies, I was drained. There's no power without the pain. I've lost most my family, hit the ropes, now it's old as me. And I hope, oh I hope, you've been good, you look great. Close my eyes a couple times and I could smell you. Close my eyes a couple times and you are here.
Well, you are hearing now a song from Milton, and Milton is opening up April 8th and April 9th as part of the new Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Performance Series. And Kaylin is here. Good morning, Kaylin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad we connected. Where do we find you this morning?
I am home, finally, after being in the theater all week. I'm home, staying in Regent Square area.
And where are you from when you're not in Regent Square? I mean, are you living outside of Pittsburgh now?
Oh, no, I am born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I moved back to Pittsburgh about 3 years ago.
Okay.
From Chicago.
Because I knew you were in Chicago at one time. So Milton opens on April 8th, this coming Thursday, and continues on the 9th. Their virtual shows, we'll let you know how to attend shortly. But from an artist's perspective, maybe you can describe the whole process at the Community Supported Art Performance Series and how the new Hazlett Theater encourages new works to come to the stage.
Sure. It's actually such a beautiful program. It's the new Hazlett Theater interviews and has an application for emerging artists in their early to mid career or want to try something new, people that have been in the profession but want to try something new with their craft. And it's a mentorship program, so you're chosen after your application, and for a couple months throughout the year, depending on where your show falls, the new Hazlett Theater will offer workshops for grant writing and marketing and things of that nature, and five artists are chosen and we get to go through this process. We're offered a tech team. We're offered different other artists, collaborative artists that we can choose from, such as set designers, projection artists, dramaturge, and things of that nature. And yeah, we get to live our dream. They help us take these visions that, start out pretty small and make them into full-length works. I was actually a part of an artist named Brittany Chantel. She's a pop artist in the city, and she was chosen for the CSA program last season, 2019. And where's the paperwork? Like, sign me up. The things that I witnessed her learn and grow from, it was a no-brainer that it was something that I knew I had to do. And the process that she went through, and even things like interviews and things like that, that as a dancer, I've never really had to go through and stepping. I'm a dancer first, and now expressing my director voice, and yeah, the tools that I received from this program, I will carry with me forever and ever and ever. I feel like I've had like a major growth spurt in the last couple of months, for sure.
Was it hard? Are you on the stage at all dancing in this particular show?
I have a moment. I have one small moment on stage towards the end of the show, and the show actually bookends with the real Milton and I talking about how we met, and I don't want to give away too many surprises, but there is some movement involved with that section of the piece as well. So you do get to see me dance, yes.
Yeah, I was just curious because it must be odd to be directing other people than to be taking direction. But I'll bet is it easier to give direction having been on the stage as much as you have?
Yeah, I'll be completely honest. I think even as a kid, like we're talking 2 years old to, you know, especially whenever my younger brother was born, I was always telling people what to do. And I think that, especially artistically, as a kid, I always had these shows in my head. And I think I was actually fell in love with creation before I actually fell in love with dance itself. My parents put me in dance when I was really young because I think all over the place. I just had to be a performer, and that was obvious. So they put me in dance classes, and I stuck with dance, I think, more so because I was good at it, and it was something that I could feel was going to take me to new places. And, you know, and then I went to Kappa High School, which then it got serious for me once I got to Kappa. And then I went on with Point Park University, and then I kept going. But I think I always knew that I wanted to be a director, but I knew that dance was going to be the main voice of that. But then I started tapping into some musical theater work. I've never done musical theater myself, but I started choreographing. I actually kind of fibbed on a, application for a job in Chicago. I just showed up to Chicago with no plan. And there was a musical theater school down the street from my house called Bravo Academy, and they needed a choreographer. And, you know, the director was like, do you musical theater work? Yep. we're gonna figure it out. And then I fell in love with that. The amount of respect that I have for musical theater artists, people that, you know, as a dancer, we do all these things with our bodies, but voice and singing, that's a whole different ballgame. And now I feel like I'm trying to fuse them all together. But yeah, it is always weird to sit back, especially pre-show. Pre-show is the weirdest thing. I don't know what to do with myself because I'm so used to warming up and getting my makeup on and preparing and meditating before that. And I kind of have to find something to do with my hands, like pre-show for sure. It's different, but I love it. I think I prefer this. I say that lightly, but I think I prefer this side.
Well, that's really great to hear about how you've grown. Tell us about Milton and what folks can expect to see, sort of the, without ruining it, of course, the plot.
Sure. So Milton Rayford is pretty well-known name in the city. He's a criminal defense attorney. He is pretty well-known for taking cases that a lot of people will not take. And back in 2011, I actually met him through a dance competition, ironically. I used to dance for the August Wilson Center Dance Ensemble, and every year we would have a big fundraiser called So You Think They Can't Dance, which is equivalent to like the Dancing with the Stars.
Hang on, so Milton's a real guy?
Milton is a real guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
He's a real attorney in the city. And, but yeah, he was given to me as we were paired up as dance partners. And over the years, I became very close with him and his family, and him and his wife kind of took me in as like another family member. We just got really close. And the moment with him dancing too was pretty significant. It was just, I had very rarely worked with non-dancers with dance. And there was just something so unique about the way that he responded to dance. And it changed. I felt like it was a shift for me as an artist that, like, it's not, dance is not just performance, it's healing. And we take it for granted as artists many times that, you know, we can just do all this stuff and we have access emotionally to all these things, all this expression. But people that don't have that outlet, they hold on to things, and dance has the ability to, like, kind of break that stuff open. But moving forward, for the past 10, 11 years, I've become very close, and he's shared all of these stories with me. So the story Milton is inspired by him. I can't say that it is a full minute by minute true documentary, but it's a documentation. And you know, a lot of the things, especially topics of the courtroom, I had to were fictionalized. But it takes you through the journey of Milton as a young kid, growing up here in Homewood, and how he went up to upstate New York with all white prep school. He went to school with the Kennedys, actually, and, wow. And came back to Pittsburgh. And you know, his younger adult life definitely got caught up in just trying to make it. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew he wanted to influence the court system and the injustice in that system. And but it was a journey. It was a journey. And, you know, relationships with him and his mother were very complex. And I wanted to speak on that because I think that it's something that is universal, his relationship with his mother. And yeah, so it just takes you from when he was a young kid all the way up to how he became who he is now. And I think that Milton as a person is, from knowing him for so long, is sometimes a little misunderstood. You know, he is the defender of the guilty. And that comes along with quite a character. He is quite a unique and complex character. But also I believe, like, as an artist, it's our role to, you know, protect and keep stories that will later become history.
And, well, I'm really, and I believe, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I was just saying, I believe that his story is an important one to tell. So, yeah.
Well, you're collaborating with two people who I really love and admire, Treble NLS, who I've known for years and years and years, and Brittany Chantel, and you are the choreographer, and the attorney is Milton Rayford, and mm-hmm. It sounds like a great opportunity. 8 o'clock via Crowdcast on April 8th, and then on April 9th, there's a show at 11, and again at 11 a.m., and again on April 9th at 8 p.m. So it's really exciting that that's all going to be opening up Thursday and Friday. You can go to newhazlettheater.org for more details. We just have a couple seconds. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, just how, honestly, doing this through a pandemic, too.
Yes.
I hope everyone checks it out. Because the work that the cast put in under the circumstances, I can't say enough. The story is beautiful. The people that work in collaboration, I can't say enough about the talent and the commitment that they put into this. And it is worth it. It's a beautiful, beautiful story, and speaks a lot to the resilience of the artists that were in it, where they were involved. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, Caitlin Horgan, thank you so much. We're going to listen a bit to Resolve as we end. And best wishes for a good show. And folks can learn more at newhazlettheater.org. We've linked to the website so folks can get a hold of you. Thank you for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't be what you need. Apologies, I was dreaming.